A huge $200,000 donation from former Drodden resident Larry Kurtz has pushed fundraising for the Drodden Recreation Extension and Modification Committee over its first goal of $500,000. Kurtz is a longtime Drodden resident and business owner and now resides in Alberta. A number of dignitaries, city officials, kids, Dream members, and others converged on the Memorial Arena on Sunday, December 1st for an open house, free skate, as well as the major announcement. One of the individuals there, family member Sarah Kurtz.
My grandpa wanted to make sure I said thank you to the Dream Committee for all their hard work and dedication and what they do for this arena and the community. So just a big thank you to them, and he's happy to be able to contribute.
Kitchener MP Eric Melillo was also on hand.
Yeah, really excited to be able to be a part of this announcement today. Recognize the generosity and the hard work of the community, and really just the passion that I think the people in Dryden have. And this is a very important step towards realizing this goal, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
The Conservative talks about the importance of the government getting involved in funding sports and recreation facilities.
It's greatly important. I'm looking forward to working with the municipality and with the province as well to help advance as many of these projects forward across the region as we can. And I've had great conversations with community leaders, with Mayor Wilson, and just looking forward to continuing to do that.
Marty Oliphant is the co-chair of the Dream Committee.
Oh, this is an amazing day. It was so awesome to see everybody out here today. Actually, Mike said, brought tears to his eyes. It's so important by everybody that we saw on the rink today, all the kids and the families out here today, representatives that showed up in our community today, just to honor and value the importance of this contribution from a former resident of Dryden. It really is the community that comes together that makes these events successful. That is just a small amount of what we need for our dream to come true. But just when we first put the 25,000 little strip down on the bottom and we looked at it and thought, how are we ever going to get to the top? In three short years, we're at the top, thanks to the community, thanks to the businesses, thanks to everybody. It's been Dryden all the way.
So we asked Marty Oliphant if that means that fundraising is over.
That is just a small amount of what we need for our dream to come true. But just when we first put the 25,000 little strip down on the bottom and we looked at it and thought, how are we ever going to get to the top? In three short years, we're at the top, thanks to the community, thanks to the businesses, thanks to everybody. It's been Dryden all the way.
The committee now stands at roughly $525,000 in fundraising. So we talk about what that money will be spent on.
Well, depending on the grants. So we applied for some grants. We're waiting to hear from the grants. Based on the outcome of the grants, then we'll make our next decisions. If we're successful in the grant, well, then we can do everything we wanted to do and put in our expansion on the front. If we don't get our grants, then we have to rethink it and start doing small projects like we've been doing, like the Arena 1 flooring we'd like to do, putting more sliding accessible doors in, putting a walking track in. Like, there's lots of small projects we can do, so we'll concentrate on those if we don't get the grant. But we're positive thinking we're going to be successful in the grants that we've applied for.
And Dream is always looking for more help.
Well, they can go on our Facebook page and follow our Facebook page. Donations can be made to the City of Dryden if you want a tax receipt. You just have to put on the memo line Dream. But we're always looking for volunteers to join our team. We've had 3 more people join in the last couple weeks, so we're pretty exciting. Our small little group is starting to expand.
Mr. Kurtz surprised the Dream Committee with a letter talking about his financial commitment. It reads, "As a resident of Dryden for 83 years, I witnessed that the arena and sports complex became a thriving hub of the community. I know firsthand, as I spent the first 20 years of my life at the arena, hockey was a passion. My late wife and I shared 60 years living in Dryden. The community was a wonderful place to raise our children, and we spent ample time at the arena early morning to late nights. As a business owner for 41 years, we enjoyed the support from Dryden residents and the surrounding rural community. This is my chance to give back to the community I grew up in." It ends, "I strongly encourage all citizens and rural Drydenites to support these important renovation projects. Donations can be dropped off at City Hall. You will get back a tax receipt." For Northwest Monitor, I'm Mike Ebling.